Rahman Rahim, inshallah, we'll keep it very short and brief. Among the things we read today in Surah An'am, of course, was Allah SWT has created everything. Alhamdulillah, خلق السماوات الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Allah created light, Allah created darkness, Allah created everything on earth, Allah created everything in the skies, Allah created that which is for our benefit, Allah created all for one purpose. So that way we can believe in Allah in the way Allah wants us to believe and refrain from what Allah wants us to refrain from. Thereafter Allah SWT tells us something very important. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمَا هَلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا. That there were so many individuals, so many nations in the past that I had given them, of course, tremendous amount of beauty and amount of goodness. They had vegetation, they had fruits, you name it, they had it, Allah SWT says. However, فَهَلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Because of their sins, Allah says, I eventually ended up destroying them. And not only did I destroy them, وَأَنْشَأَنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ, I destroyed them, and thereafter I created another generation, another group of people that will thereafter worship me in the right way. So my brothers, this ayah is saying us that just because you have a lot, it does not mean that you are better than others. Because you have a lot doesn't mean you are superior than others. In fact, what it means, Allah is testing me and you. Allah is testing us. Therefore, we have to pass that test. It must not happen. It must not happen that we get a lot right now and we enjoy, and our children, our grandchildren lose the iman or go on the track of destruction and create a negative outcome for us in the future. Because we have to understand, whatever we give our children, whatever we give our grandchildren, that is what we are giving them, either to make them into that which is better or make them into monsters. So we have to choose very, very wisely. Allah SWT also says somewhere else, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That those of you that forget Allah, Allah says, نَسُوا. It refers to those that forget Allah, and whatever Allah SWT wants them to do, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I will give them that people that are trying to be religious, they look at them and say, that guy is doing so much sin. He sells this, he drinks that, he does all these bad things. And Allah is giving him. And that person would say, but look at me. I try to pray, I do this, I do that, and I got nothing. Allah is saying, don't worry, this is my strategy. Allah is giving his strategy. Allah says, you forget Allah, I will give you. Imagine what it says, you forget Allah. فَتَحْنَا عَلِيْمَ بَابَهُ. I will give you. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتًا فَإِذَا مُبْلِسُونَ. And eventually a time will come, I will knock you out. You know the boxers, you ever saw these boxing fights? First round, the guy takes a hit. Second round, he goes. Third round, he goes. Fifth round, you say, why is this guy taking so much hiding? And then the last round, he just gives one and he becomes victorious. Allah is saying the same thing. Allah says, I have a similar strategy too. I'll let you win. I'll let you do wrong. I'll let you do whatever you wish to do. People will admire you. Eventually, when you least expect it, I will like pull the rug from under. You will slip and fall. You will fall so hard, you won't even know what hit you. And that's it. It'll be game over. Then you will realize what happened. So Allah SWT asks the following question. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Allah says, reflect upon my question I'm asking you. Do you think the one that is blind is same as the one that can see? Allah says, no, they are not. أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Aren't you thinking? Aren't you understanding? And aren't you reflecting? Thereafter, of course, we read also a beautiful phrase regarding the importance of halal and haram. There is a trend in America, and the trend is like this. Read Bismillah and you can eat it. That's what they say. Read Bismillah and you can eat it. And they talk about Rasulullah ﷺ. He read Bismillah and he ate it. You know how silly you sound when you say that? Imagine somebody saying, Rasulullah ﷺ read Bismillah and he ate it. What are you saying? You are saying he can make halal, haram and haram halal? A prophet cannot make haram halal. And he cannot make halal haram. Allah inspired him that food that was brought in front of him, it was halal. Therefore, read Bismillah and continue eating it, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By you saying he made halal into haram or haram into halal, you lose your iman, my brother. You can't just say, he said Bismillah and ate it. You're making fun of a prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're making fun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're also saying that a prophet could have chosen possibly, wa na'udhu billahi, wrongly. That is making fun of deen. So he didn't just read Bismillah and ate it. What happened was, it was halal. Allah inspired him. The Quran says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Everybody heard that. Everybody knows that ayah. So having said that,
understand halal is halal, haram is haram. No one can change halal to haram and haram to halal, even if they are prophets. So having said that, we have to take pride in what we eat, and we should try and eat that which is halal, go towards that which is halal, because it will affect, of course, the iman of our children. Also, to end off, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah says very beautifully, you do good, I will give you 10 rewards. And in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, even beyond, then Allah says, wa man ja'a bil sayyi'ah. But on the other hand, if you did wrong, you did something wrong, then I will not give you 10 sins. فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah says, then I will punish you only to the extent of that wrong. So for you do good, it gets 10 and sometimes even beyond. But you do bad, it's the 1-to-1 ratio. Allah says, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. My duty in reality is not to make dhulam on you. It's not to hurt you. It is merely to be fair to you on every capacity. But when you do good, I will give you an abundance. قُلْ إِنَّنِي. Then you must say the following, and teach our children this given ayah. إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh my Allah, guide me. Oh my Allah, keep me on the path of Ihdina Sirata Mustaqeem. That's all you have to say from now to when you go home. Make it simple. All you have to say is, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي. Oh Allah, guide me. Oh Allah, guide my family. Oh Allah, keep us on the path of Ihdina Sirata Mustaqeem. You made this dua, inshallah. And if this dua is accepted, you are blessed and your family is blessed. Deenan, qiyaman, millata Ibrahim Hanifa. It's such a religion. Be firm on this religion. And it is from the religion that is coming down from the silsila, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hanifa, who was monotheistic, who was straight and genuine. And wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Allah says, understand full well, he was not amongst the mushriks. Thereafter, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That say, people, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muslim, say the following, my salah, my worship, my sacrifice, my living, my death is for Allah, who is the Lord of the world. And inshallah, if you follow these simple phrases, I'll repeat it again, ask Allah for our guidance, ask Allah to keep you on the straight path, ask Allah to keep you firm on this religion. It is not easy to be firm on this religion, my brothers and sisters. It's easy for me to talk, it's easy for you to listen, it's easy for you to talk, it's easy for me to listen. To be on it firmly, it's a different cup of tea. It's a very, very difficult challenge. And inshallah, if we did it and we continue saying, talking about it and doing it and keeping this phrase firm, inna salati, my salah, my worship, my sacrifice, my living, my death, all for Allah, Lord of the world, we see it and we live according to it, and inshallah we will gain benefit not only in this world but also inshallah in the hereafter to come as well.